This is the SD blog. You are listening to Nextent Tag, first use of SD's physical distancing SDK, or how Bluetooth LE fights COVID-19. SD is releasing today a new SDK that gauges the physical distance between two Bluetooth low energy modules, and we are announcing its first use in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Indeed, the inaugural product is the Nextent Tag by Innoses, a wearable that vibrates if it detects that another tag is only 2 meters away or less, which would mean that two persons are closer than the guideline established to protect against the spread of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Innoses, a French company and member of the SD Partner Program, is targeting corporations looking to create a smart badge or live events where organizers wish to track attendees. It is not a consumer product tracking private movements. The tags are designs that corporations or institutions can customize to use within a workplace or public arenas, for instance. As countries start to relax restrictions, it is clear that physical distancing worked. In conjunction with proper hand hygiene, stay-at-home orders, and cough etiquettes, staying 6 feet away from each other, or 2 meters, contributed to flattening the curve, meaning that it lowered the infection rate. Two studies, one from the University of Minnesota, Minneapolis, and another from the University of Toronto, both showed drastic reductions in infections and deaths, thanks in large part to physical distancing. Epidemiologists are, therefore, already talking about dynamic physical distancing, meaning that governments may periodically institute physical distancing measures to prevent an overwhelming run on a healthcare establishment. And the practice may become part of our new normal for the next few years. Hence, a product like the Nextent Tag may be invaluable. Section 1. The formula behind SD's physical distance SDK. Our teams in Noida, India, were trying to find a way to determine the physical distance between two Bluetooth modules, and decided to rely on an interesting relation between the transmit power and the received signal strength indicator, or RSSI, of Bluetooth low energy modules. Since the device sending a beacon advertises its transmit power, TX, the receiving component can use that data in relation to its RSSI to determine the distance between both of them, such as distance equals 10 to the power TX minus RSSI over 10 times N. In the formula above, N is a constant that represents the environmental elements that may affect the signal. It traditionally ranges between 2 and 4, with a perfect environment having a value of N equals 0. Although the equation is common knowledge, the innovation comes from the way our teams in Noida used it in their algorithm to ensure greater accuracy and efficiency. Indeed, since the transmit power can vary significantly from one measurement to the next, The SDK stores between 20 and 100 samples in RAM and averages their values while also applying complementary RSSI filters to increase accuracy. Additionally, the SDK can use an accelerometer to only wake a system in motion or after a longer period, thus saving more battery life by staying in sleep mode longer. According to our calculations, a device using a 250 milliamp hour battery would have a maximum battery life of 6 days in constant active phase and under optimal conditions. However, since our estimate is purely theoretical, it was thrilling to see Innocess's implementation of our physical distance SDK in their NextN tag. Section 2. NextN tag, the first implementation of ST's physical distance SDK. The French company first started working on its version of a physical distancing algorithm. However, as Sébastien Icard, co-founder and CEO of Innocess, and Robin Bonamy, its CTO, both explained, quote, "Receiving the ST physical distance SDK was like a breath of fresh air. Trying to develop something like this from scratch is extremely time-consuming. Hence, to have such a solution allowed us to save time and focus on the implementation rather than purely theoretical considerations." End quote. Innocess, therefore, took our new SDK and optimized its implementation to fit a real-world application. For instance, the algorithm must provide accurate results regardless of the antenna's position or typical environmental factors, such as the presence of the NextN tag inside a pocket or a purse. Moreover, Sébastien and Robin's teams must create a highly efficient application to last long enough on a battery that's much smaller than our test setup, which meant adjusting the number of samples in memory. And although Innocess explains that it's impossible to have exact battery life numbers because they would vary a lot from one use case to the next, the French company is anticipating a full day of use, on average, or about 10 hours. Hence, Innocess's ingenuity was to take something from our labs and integrate it into a design that companies can use in real-world applications with minimal changes. Section 3. NextN tag. The antenna placement is one of many challenges. The innovations behind the NextN tag extend far beyond the SDK implementation to reach to the hardware itself. For instance, Sébastien's and Robin's teams had to place the antenna in a way that would optimize its performance, especially since the physical distance SDK so heavily relies on an accurate reading of the signal strength. As a result, they had to come up with a design that would place the antenna between the PCB and ground layers, while ensuring that the metallic parts of the enclosure did not interfere with the signal, while also guaranteeing accurate measurements regardless of the product's orientation. Many may underestimate the tuning and optimizations that went into such an implementation, especially since Bluetooth is so ubiquitous. However, this isn't your typical smartphone wireless module, as the tiny form factor and massive battery constraints represent complex challenges to overcome. Section 4. The journey from a sensor tile to a Nexten tag. Innesys only started developments less than 3 months ago. Embedded systems traditionally take a lot longer, but faced with the current pandemic, the French company wanted to start shipping samples immediately. As a result, they began on a sensor tile, a kit we highly recommend when learning embedded systems. Sébastien and Robin explained that the sensor tile kit allowed them to work on their firmware before even receiving their first custom PCB. Once they had a proof of concept, they moved to the Blue Energy tile, which uses a Blue Energy 2 SoC that makes Bluetooth 5 much more efficient, and also embarks a myriad of sensors on a coin-like PCB measuring just 2.5 centimeters in diameter. Since the wireless device uses a Cortex-M0 and not an STM32, Innesys had to move away from STM32CubeMX, which they had used when working on the sensor tile. They relied instead on our Blue Energy SDK to set up the Bluetooth radio and sensors peripherals. However, as Sébastien and Robin told us, they were able to move fairly rapidly thanks to the many application examples that come with ST's software. Moreover, Innesys application was able to fit on the Blue Energy 2 SoC, meaning that it did not require an external MCU, which vastly improved the overall efficiency. Now that Innesys is about to ship samples, they are moving to an entirely custom design that will use an ST fuel gauge and battery management system, a Blue Energy M2SA wireless processor certified module, and the LSM6 DSO as an accelerometer, among other ST devices. As the CEO and CTO recounted, they are planning to use the MEMS finite state machines in a later firmware version to optimize the power consumption significantly while improving the functionality by offering double tap recognition. Section 5. Next steps. Innesys is now getting ready for customization and mass production. Indeed, although companies may take the Nexten tag design and adapt it to their needs, the French team also provides hardware and software services. They even offer a secure and customizable dashboard to enable clients to visualize and manage data. And the Nexten tag is part of a bigger platform, the Nexten Tech, that has applications beyond distance detection. This was Nexten Tag, first use of ST's physical distancing SDK, or how Bluetooth LE fights COVID-19. For more information on the Nexten Tag, or our Blue Energy 2 module, go to blog.st.com. Thank you.